Shir Shabbos, Zion Chesh Vanei Tov Shilam Zion, October 31st, 1976, on Sunday, continued.
Of the Rach, so he doesn't even want to mention it. Aval Anan Hochem Istabul on the Peruk and Haikushi. Aval Gav Yodias Paz Bitanu Chochmo Yivayin Locho. Lushor Le Rabbonon Elohecha Dishochach Paz Bitanu Vikidesh Olav Ayei. The matzil memenu mozin sholish sudeis lishabes mikishim kveda shabes v'atul hoche boil lishnui. Still has to do it al deishin. So he says, even though it's chochmo v'engem locho, but still it's also the rabbonon, and the rabbonon were only matter him shochach pas bitano v'kidish olav v'ayeli. The matzil menu, let's say there is a leike. So matzil menu mozin sholish sudeis lishabes mikshvida shabes. V'afil hoche boil lishnui. And even under such circumstances where he is allowed to be matzil mozin sholish sudeis, so only al dishinu is allowed to make the midiyeh, but not to use the special instrument that is adapted for the removal of the pas from the tanur. Kidiktoni lekamon liyod bimaldo. So when is it mutea? When is it mutea? Only when it's l'seir to the Shabbos. But if it's not l'seir to the Shabbos, it's not mutea. Even al dishinu, a few al dishinu, udia dehoche, because here the Gemara Rabbibe is raising the question as to whether it's mutea. Kedem sheyichem uponero, because once it is kol uponero. It is called Poneo, so he's already Mechuyev. So then there is no purpose in removing it. Now, before it's called Poneo, can anyone eat it? If it's not called Poneo, so it's Rodo. How can anyone eat Rodo? So the Hochel Avdis and the Shabbos, to the Chazil Achille, King Chimas Poneo, so it's Do. Shemochel Shol Rabono. Elo Bishim Shulyov and Litzaskile. So what is the Teretz? So he mentioned the Kashe that the Gaming has, the Rach, that the Rach has. And he says that the Rach's Teretz is not sound, and then he gives the Teretz. He says, even though Rabbi Shmuel says Yotzor Yedias HaPas Shei Chochma V'Melocho, but the Chachomim asked it, and the Chachomim were moderate under certain circumstances. Litzeras L'Shabes, Litzeras L'Shabes Al Deshinu, but here there is no Litzeras L'Shabes because it's not Rol Achil Al Shabes. So Mele, these circumstances do not exist here. So Mimele, the Shaila is, maybe for the purpose of preventing the cancellation of a Meloche, that too is a reason as to why we should be matter. This is the text. Now the Balamoyer, he says, talks very sharply against the Reed. Aber mashe kosa pori, di mak she rabonon bo milse, mer de vidi es a pas hochmi min loche, mai taime, vi shar yu rabonon, vo lav min loche, in likushi hazeis vi tam vel reach. She yu hoi so min loche. I mean, I'm not familiar with another expression in the Balamoyer against the Reef. I mean, that way, such a sharp expression. Vi tam vel reach. She lo hoi so min loche. Heich, heicho yudeichi melocho mpne melocho elo vadai mpne sheino melocho elo chochmo hutzrichu laatiro velo dobozeh ki dai likosi. Now let's see what the Ramban says in Muhammad. The Ramban is a pshkiu Omar HaKesi yeish botam kiki. So in other words, the Ramban, who always defends the covet of the Ri, and even many times, so the Balamoya doesn't resort to such an expression of Ritam L'Reyach. So the Ramban is accustomed to retort back, but here, when the Balamoya uses such a sharp expression, I don't think that there is any other place. I mean, I'm not aware of any other place where the Balamoya resorts to such a sharp expression. And here, the Ramban, I mean, he answers him mildly. In other words, he says the imbo tam l'reach, so he says yish b'tam kikya. All right. In other words, he's apologetic for the Rif, because the Ramban himself felt that the Balamoyer had a strong time against the Rif and against and against all the gaining who raise this kasha. Because what's the time of the Balamoya? In other words, alright, so you can say this is what the Rif means. But the Karolei, my Karolei, I mean, why ask a kasha and then give an obvious teretz, which is plain common sense? I mean, don't ask the kasha altogether. I mean, what's the kasha? The kasha is, the Gemara says, who is saying here that there is a melacha d'raisa v'diyas ha'pas? Of course, the Balamoyo is right. If there had been, if that Gemara had assumed, if this Gemara, that if Rabbibe had assumed that there is a melacha d'raisa involved in v'diyas ha'pas, he wouldn't even for a moment think that the Chachomim should be mattering to be meiver and melacha d'raisa in order to prevent the consummation of a melacha that he already did. How can we be matter a Jew, a person, to be meiver and isa d'raisa in order to rectify a mistake that he did? I mean, it wouldn't make sense. So on the contrary, why does Rabbibe raise that abaye? Because there is no Isra Raise, but there is an Isra Rabbanon. So what does the Rach want? So why even? So it's true that the Rif himself rejects the teretz of the Rach, but apparently the Rif considers that Kasha is a strong Kasha, and he has to give it teretz. He says there is no basis to ask. It's common sense. This is the Kasha of the Balamoya. So that's the reason as to why the Ramban is so apologetic. And he just says, Yirish Botam Kikya, Vikachuk Shalom Lavishenim, Lomo Omruk Lashayobin Isa Skile, Dal Mila Vokaloyo Masirim Drabonon, Vahal Pekrim Vitiro Yodeso, Loy Bilba, Avlachir Masuri, Vivishenim Lodom Amei Vahatei Vishishaliska Hadeho, Vali Teru Perikol Kizakidesh, Ben Loy Bilahirim Ubad Visakim, Vikshibo, Litonid Vishmuel, Uprike Kamodesh Vishnim Shaninon, Homashma Shafu Visa Shmus Migosu, Eloshit Rio Vishnais, Viham Yatiro Mias Vishinu, Veoicho Yonire, Shenashinu Havel Vishimati, Solid Dalka Kimodevka, if a fire breaks out in the house. So he says the reason as to why the Chachomim in case of a Leiko breaking out in the house, so they are mattering to be raided from the Tanur only Mosin Shal Yishudes, is not that on the score of the Yisr of Rivia as such, so it should be Yosef to be raided more to Mosin Shal Yishudes. But it seems that it doesn't involve any Yisr. But since there is a Dleike, so his bowl, if would be matter him to be raided without a limit, so he might forget and do something that is awesome. Is that? Elo bol hatel shimatlim adleik el mozen shol shudes vakim shol the boy al meaning vi shogusli lo osel lirbuye kdi yis osom vare ni meisif lehem chizuk bikush yezu vi utmahani vi im yitare yitzo yiso bala moya zal vidvorov shal shonino in neisnim pas lesi chatanu el kishi yikmu poneo hokomu poneo neisnim vahayne vader yitzir hachabes al me mutal yodeiso lichatchila bishabes ואית שלו בדקיה זה שיהיה כדי לצריך דוקותן או ילעד ועדתנו בדקיה בשביס שממנו דמישב יספיתו לדייסו שהיא חוכמו ואפילו איסה שבוס אין בו ופורק לו רבי נהגוד ילזל ולאילו משום שבוס יש בי ולא יתירו בין ביבו להציל בין ביעל מר ובשינו ולכביד השבס שלו יגוזרו בשבוס כלך היעד בצירך השבס וכאן יתירו אפילו הידריק בשבס שהם יראו להכירה אפילו במר זה כדרכי שלו ינחזר אחר הסקים ונמצא בישראל בין כך ובין כך והדבר הלאה ניתון לקוסם. Now it's very obscure, but in order to understand what the Ramban means, so we have to go over the Ram. It's a very long Ram, but the Ram gives the teretz on that kashe that the Rach raises, and the Rach raises the kashe, how can there be shayla in the Gemara, how can there be shayla in the Gemara as to whether as to whether it is muter to be merad le pas kidim sheyovil disa chiv chatos or disa skile. When the Gemara says in so many words, kol melechas avigal isasu yotzor idias apas utkiya sheifea sheim chochmo veino melocho. So then there are all kinds of terutzim, but the question arises, this is such a simple teretz. But with Rabboni it's also, so that's the shaila, that's the bayo of Rabbibe, whether the Chachomim dispensed with that is Rabbonon in order to prevent the consummation of Imloch or not. So what's the cash? So the Ram says something that is very reasonable. He says, what does the Gemara say? Kol melechas aveda lisasu yotzu vidias apasu tkriya sheifea shein chochmo ben imloch. So it's a special drosh, a special aloche in regard to tkriya sheifea, in regard to vidias apas, that it's not imloche. Can something become a meloche without any basis? So all the meloches are meloches because they existed in the mish, but something that didn't exist in the mish is not a meloche. So Mimele, why do we have to resort to this drosha? Alright, it's an asmacht. But why do we have to resort to the asmacht? It's not a real drosha. Of course it's not a meloche. It's not one of the one test meloches. Why doesn't the Gemara say, Yotzo, Hitzoy Bikamales, or Yotzo Amirli Noch Rishvus, Sheino Meloche. Of course it's not a meloche, because it's not a meloche. So we have lametes meloches, and Ridias Apas is not lametes meloches. Tkiya Sheifer is not lametes meloches. Why does the Gemara have to mention? Loisase kol melocho, kol melechas avino loisasu yotzu Ridias Apas utkiya Sheifer shein chochma v'imelocho. Of course, it's not a meloche. So the Ram says not that Rabbi Shmuel is telling us a big chiddush that tkiya Sheifer is no meloche. Tkiya Sheifer is no meloche. Because it's not one of lametes meloches, we should require a mokir in the Mishkan that Kiya Sheifa is a meloche, not a mokir that it's not a meloche. But Kiya Sheifa and Ridias Apas are distinguishable from, let's say, all the other shvusim, because let's say he told you becomeless, or let's say if someone is dosh. Something that is not Yidurei Karke. So in this shall be Yidurei Karke, but in the Rabbonon it's Oseh. So then, with the Rabbonon it's a Meloch. So it's a Shmuz. Masheim ki in Tkiya Sheifer is not even a Shmuz. The Horaye that we are allowed to the thesis mentions, the thesis says, in the Akrimes Atinekes in this Tkiya Mishim Chinuch. So mishim chinuch. So that's the only reason. Otherwise, we mishim chinuch. We are allowed even to tell the children to blow the shofar on Shabbos in order to be mechanech. But if it had involved the real shmuz, how could we allow a child? How could we be mechanech a child in mitzvahs by doing an iser? That's like telling a child to carry a seder to shul. So if it had been issues, so then there wouldn't be any heter to tell children to blow the shofar on Shabbos in order to be mechanech. You cannot tell a child to do a niser, even niser rabbonon, in order to be mechanech in the mitzvahs. So the answer is, this is the chiddush of Rabbi Shmuel. That Ridias Apas Utkiya Sheifer is not in Meloche even with Rabbonon. It's not the shoes, but it's still Oseh. V'orai it's Oseh, because we see that he has to do it al Dishino. He has to do it al Dishino. So why is it Oseh? It's Oseh b'teiras ubn d'chei. Certain things are Oseh on Shabbos b'teiras ubn d'chei. Not because of Ishus the Rabbonon. So there is a fundamental distinction between a Nisar Rabbonon that is a Shmuz, or because of Ubn Dechayl. So this is the kashe of the Gaelim and the Rishenim, how can Rabbi behave a Shaila? How can Rabbi behave a Shaila? As to whether how can Rabbi have a shaila as to whether it will be the sapas, but it certainly should be mutter because it's chokhma yivin mloche. So the Balamoya raises the question. So what? Chokhma yivin mloche mit reizim mit rabbonu l'tigrosa. The answer is no. If Rabbi Shmuel had meant that it's not mloche the reizim, why does he have to mention even this asmachte? Of the mloche sabidu isasu. Yotzo vidiya sapasu yi chokhma yivin mloche. Does Rabbi Shmuel say in respect to itzoy bekamles chokhma yivin mloche? It's a melacha of the Rabbanon. But here he says chokhma v'in melacha. What does he mean chokhma v'in melacha? In other words, so what? If something is a chokhma, so maybe it couldn't be a melacha. Many of the lametes melachas involve a lot of chokhma. I mean, one couldn't sew a nice baguette. He couldn't be able to make a nice baguette if he's not skilled and if he doesn't have the chokhma. If he doesn't have the chokhma in it, So what's the pshat in chokhma v'meloche? The pshat in chokhma v'meloche is because tkiya sheifer, and the same thing is true of Hediyas Hapas. So it's not a question of hard work. If somebody knows how to blow sheifer, he doesn't have to work hard. He'll blow the sheifer with ease. And if somebody just doesn't know how to blow the sheifer, so he can try and work hard for 10 hours, and the kill sheifer will not come out. So it's a question of knowing how. Masha'in came. So memele, even with the Rabbonon, it shouldn't be declared as a meloche. What acts did the Chachomim declare as a meloche with the Rabbonon, even though they are not as a shvus? Only those kind of acts that, even if you know, it involves an element of toil. But shofar, if someone knows the chokhmah of how to blow shofar, so then it doesn't involve any hard work at all. It doesn't involve any hard. But those who don't know, so then they'll work hard and they'll still not produce a shofar. So maybe that's an explanation as to why even the Rabbonon did not declare Tkiya Sheifer as a shus. So it's not also Mitira shus, it's also only Mitira Sud Nechir. So that was the Kash. Now, you see that Rashi is chayt on it. Because Rashi says here that Avo Ridias Apas Shvusu Vinigzer of the Minyan. Now it's a Shvus. It's a Shvus. So then, according to Rashi, we have to explain why did the Gemara all of a sudden here, Rabbi Shmuel says, in regard to Tkiya Sheifer and Ridias Apas, Kumlechas Avido Lissasu. Kumlechas Avido Lissasu. Chochmo Yuvin Aloch. Why doesn't he say it like every old Shvusi? So, that's a Kashi against Rashi. So we have to say, that according to Rashi, so now the Rabbi Shmuel says Chochmo Yivin Melocho. Now many Shvusim are also mid Rabbon. That's in Metachom Emcha. He's also mid Rabbon. Mid Raiz in Metachom Emcha, selling something on Shabbos is not also. So the Rambam in Chumash, in his Perusha Chumash, says, and the Magen Mishnah mentions it, and the Rambam. And it's very likely that the Rambam Shittim is also like that. So the Ramban, in Spirush and Chumash, in explaining the Troshe in the Septe, so he says, Tishbe Yisafu Yidvorim Shem Emloch. Afilo Mishvusim. So the question is, but if it's Shvusim, so how can we say Tishbe? So it's not Midraitse, it's only the Rabbanon. So many Mephoshim and many Rishim say that it's Rasmachte. The Ramban, the Chumash says no. When the Tereskeanim says Tishbeis, a few midvorim sheish mishushushus mekhomemchar and so on, so it doesn't mean that it's an asmach. But everybody knows that mekhomemchar is only osam derabanon. So the Ramban says mekhomemchar is only osam derabanon. If a person will sell one article derech hakroye on Shabbos. But if somebody will stand in the store a whole day Shabbos and he'll sell He will not write. I mean, he'll refrain from the Lamtes Moches. He'll just sell it. I mean, nothing. He doesn't do any of the Lamtes Moches, but the whole day he'll stand in the store and sell. So Al Yalo Adas, the Ramban says, that Midraise, there is not even an Isser. So that's, this is what the Tereskeim says. Tishbeis, after Midvorim Shem Shushushus. In other words, so when do we say that Shvus, let's say Mekachom Memcha, is only Yosam de Rabbanon, if he does it Makoy Baalme once, but if he works hard in it, if he stands in the store for hours and sells on Shabbos, so then he's even the Eser of Tishbeis, not the Leisese, but the Eser of Tishbeis. So Mimele, so that means according to the Ramban, and the other Rishayim will agree with the Ramban. So even Shvusi, if he will work hard in the Shvusi, not just Bakroy Baalme do it once, so then it involves, if it's Aveda, so in other words, so we'll be either the Eser of Tishbeis, so it comes within the Eser of Tishbeis. So when do we say that Mekachomemcha is only Yosam Rabbanon? That is, if he does it just once, and the same thing would be true of other shvusim. Let's say if somebody would be dosh, something that is not Yiburi Karke, so it's only Yosam Rabbanon, there is no Avira Deraise. So that means if he'll do it once, but suppose the whole day on Shabbos he'll be dosh, drawing that I'm not Yiburi Karke, so he'll be Mivatel the Esef Tishbeis. There's the Droshe. Tishbeis Afu Midvorim Shem Shem Shvus. So this is what Rabbi Shmuel says according to Rashi. In other words, that if somebody will blow shofar a whole day on Shabbos, on account of the fact that it's chokhmah v'inim locho. So in other words, if somebody knows how to blow shofar, he will not become tired. He can blow a whole day. And if somebody becomes tired from blowing the shofar, so that's the best raya, that he doesn't know how to blow shofar. And Rabbi Zapas is the same thing. If somebody doesn't know how to remove the pass, so he'll break the pass when he does it. But if he knows exactly how to remove the pass, so then he'll never become tired. So maybe even if he'll work hard in it a whole day, so it will not involve any Aveira D'Raise of Tishbeis. This is how we have to explain the Droshe of Rabbi Shmuel according to Rashi. But Rashi it is that it is that it is that it's a real Shvus. So this is what the Ramban says. The Ramban explains the Kashi of all the Gaini. The Kashi of all the Gaini. And the Rif also considers it as a good Kashi. But he gives a Teretz. So he explains it. So he says, Upoiko Rabin Agodel, Vileilom Mishum Shvus Yeshbein. So in other words, the reason is why the gain the raches that kashe, because the raches assumed that when Rabbi Shmuel says yotzu rivias apas utkia sheifer shein chochmah melocha, so he doesn't mean it's not the melocha the raise. That goes without saying it's not melocha the raise. See, shechochmah melocha, it's not even shvus, it's an umdecheil. So the kashe is, if it's an umdecheil, how? So it's not mistaber that the Chachomim should refuse to be matter him and open the chayil in face of the of him consummating the Moch HaDeraise. Moch HaDeraise, that's why the Rach is that Kashi. So the Rif says, no, that it is not as the Rach assumed when he asked that Chochmo Yibayim Melocho means that it's not issues at all. That it's not issues at all, and it's only in the chayil. So in melee, it would be unreasonable. It would be unreasonable to say that the chachomim refused to be mattering an in the chayil in face of the possibility of the certainty, not the possibility of the certainty of consummating loch and reis. So he says no, it's a real truth. And when he says Chochmah v'melocha, he only means that there is never an Issur D'Oraisa. Unlike other Shvusim, if let's say like Mekachomemcha, so if you stand in the store a whole day on Shabbos, you are even an Issur D'Oraisa of Tishbeis, because over there it's hard work, but here it's not hard work. You can blow the shofar a whole day. and you'll not become tired if you know how. If you don't know how to blow a shofar, so even if you blow the shofar for 2 minutes, you'll become knocked out. So mele, it's never an isad araise. It's never an isad araise. But mit rabbonon, it's a shvus. Mit rabbonon, it's a shvus. So mele, since the rabbonon it's a shvus, so that's the abaye in the gemore, whether the chachomim made a dispensation or they did not make a dispensation. I'll tell you, I'm sorry, I have to finish because I have to make a plane to New York at a certain time. And I have to come back too.
Shir Chof Aleph in Shabbos, 24th Shir of Shabbos, Tes Cheshvan, Hei Tov Shin Lamed Zayin, November 2nd, 1976, Tuesday.
By mistake, yes, until the day so, and then we discussed the Kashi of the gaming, and the Nisteret, the Asom of the Balamoyer, and what the Ramban says now. So, why did the the question of the Balamoyer against the Rifi is as to why the Rifi mentions this kash. Why he mentions this kash. So that's the asoge of the Balamoyer. In other words, it's no kash. True that so Yotsu Ridias a pass with Kia Shafer Shikoch in Locho, so it's not the Moloch the Raise, but with the Rabbon it's Osea. So, and if it had been Osam the Raise, the Balamoya says, so then there couldn't be any Shalom in the Gemara. Then obviously we wouldn't dispense with the Nisa the Raise in order to be matzlim from a Nisa that he already committed. So the Ramban, in order to explain the Rif, as to why the Rif considers this kashe as a kashe, so because the Rishenim, so the Rishenim who has that kashe, so they held that Kia Shefer and Rediyas Apas is not even Shvus, it's only Uten Dechel. So Mele, they has the kashe. If it's not a shmuz, it's only in the chayil, and so how can it be osea in face of the possibility of the consummation of an Israel rice? But so this is what the Rif. So the kashi is a good kashi. So the Rif gives the teretz. No, that it's awesome. It's a shmuz. So it's not just awesome. It's a tuk in the chayil, but mitzav. Mitzachvus. So since it's also mitzachvus, so the Gemara has a shaila whether the Chachomim dispense with that shvus in order to be matzlim from the consummation of the Meloche de Raisa or not. So the Ramban Shita is that Alibet Emes, so Chediyas Apas and Kiyas Shefa is a real shvus. The Ran is Chelik, and the Ran Shita is that it's the pshat yotzo ki ha-sheifer odiyas ha-pash in chokh manu locho. So what's the chidesh? The chidesh is not that it's not osam ed raise, but the chidesh is that it's not even in loch ed rabono, it's not even osam ed ha-chvus, but it is osar as an uven decheil, as an uven decheil still the gemore. So according to the Ran, so the question arises, why does the gemore have that abaye? So the Ran says whatever the reason is, but it is osea, so even if it's osea mitzadun dechel, so it's still possible to argue that the Chachomim did not dispense with that isa of um dechel in order to save him from the consummation of the Meloch and Reis. But the maskon of the Gemara is that he till. So in other words, so there is a machlokes between the Ramban and the Ran as whether the isa of Rediyas Apas and Kiyas Shefa, the Gemara says, Chochmo v'ine melocho, whether it's a real shvus or it's only uvin dechel. Now, so we explained last time, according to the Ran, we understand as to why the Gemara has to mention a special droshe. It's nasmachte, but it mentions a special droshe that Kiyas Shefa and Rediyas Apas are not melocho. In other words, to advise us that even in the Rabbanon it's not a melacha. It's only also a mitzvah in the Chet. But according to the Ramban, that alibidemes, it is a real shoes. So what does the Gemara mean? Yotzu tki ashenko di es apash in chokma vim locha, that it's not osa medraise. Meicha teise, could it be osa medraise? Of course it's not osa medraise. It's not osa medraise in the same way as all shoes in manat osa medraise, because these are not in the lamites of lochas. So we said that according to the Ramban, we have to explain it with another Ramban, and Chumash. The Ramban says that the drosha in the teres kiani tish beisaf uvorim shein shvus veinam meloche is not an asmach. So many of the shein say it's an asmach. Says it's not an asmach, and it's with the reis. It's with the reis. It comes with the reis within the essay of tish beis. It doesn't come with the reis within the lab and sasek omoloch. So, but shvusim are only osam rabbonon. So when are shvusim only osam rabbonon and they do not involve the essay of tish beis? If one doesn't back roye, if one sells a certain article, akoye baalme, but if one stands in the store a whole day Shabbos and he sells, so then he's even the essay of tishbeis. So memele mashenkin ki hashefer dias apas, in view of the fact that it's a chokhmah. What do you mean chokhmah? In other words, if you know how to do it, if you have the skill and you know how to do it, you will not become tired. So it doesn't involve hard work, even if you do it the whole day. If one knows how to blow the shofar, so even if you blow the shofar a whole day, you will not become knocked out. So if he doesn't know, so become knocked out by blowing the shofar for 5 minutes. But if he knows how to blow shofar, he'll not become knocked out. So the melee, he doesn't come within the derisa of Tish Beis, even if he does it the whole day. So that's the chiddush of Rabbi Shmuel. Yotzut ki es shofar, or this apas, this apas, the same thing. If one knows how to do it, so it will not tire him out. So Mimele, it never comes within the SLT. Alright. Anyway, we have a machlekes between the Ramban and the Ram as to whether Tkiya Sheifer or a pass is a shvus, like all other shvusim, or it's only Lubnechet. Now then, there is another machlekes that the Ram mentions. That according to the Ramban, the Dias HaPas is Oseah, even if the putting of the dough into the oven was behetagon. But according to the Ram, when is there a Nisa? When is there a Nisa of the Dias HaPas? Only when the putting of the dough into the oven was Bisa. Either because it took place after Shkia, or even if it took place before Shkia. But the Mishnah says that in Eisnim pass l'secha tano elo kidish yitchmu poneon b'yek. So only if there is enough time before sunset that there will be krimasponim, that the baking will take place before shkir. But if, let's say, to put, let's say, dough into the tano, let's say 2 minutes before shkir, so, and it takes, let's say, 10 minutes for krimas pneu iso, so then it's osa. So the shite of the Ramban is that the removal of the pas from the tunnel is osea, even if the placing of the dough in the tunnel took place better gomo. Let's say he put it in, let's say 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 5. It's better gomo. There is enough time left before sunset for the dough to be baked completely. So it's still osea to take it out from the tunnel, to remove it from the tunnel. That's the shite of the Rambam. Mashenkin the Ran Israel. And the Ran says, when is the Dias HaPas Oseh, only if the placing of the tunnel placing of the pass in the tunnel was beast. Either it took place after Shkia or Mibegei very close to Shkia, so that there wasn't enough time left in the day. So then it is Oseh. But if it was beheter, so then he's allowed on Shabbos to take it out, to remove. And this is Tolu and the other question. And the Ran himself says, you see, the Ramban lishitose, that Ridias HaPas is also mitzvah, so it doesn't make any difference. Ridias HaPas is a shvus. So whether the placing of the pas was beheter or beiser, it's a shvus. But the answer is, it's not issues. Chokma v'in melacha. It's only also it's a duv in the chayil. So when is it a duv in the chayil? If it's read in the past that was placed in the Tano b'Isa, then it's a duv in the chayil. But if it is, if it was placed the heta, but he forgot to take it out. In other words, it was baked before Shkia, but he just forgot. So then it doesn't involve a duv in the chayil. So I mean, one shayle depends upon the other shayle. Now, let's see what the Rach. Now the Rif mentioned the kashi of the Rach, and then he said that the Rabose gave the Rutsin that are not sound, and he mentioned these terets, but he doesn't spell out the terets of the Rach of the Rabose. That's the Rach, but the Rach mentions his terets. Now, so everybody raises the question against the Rach. Now look in the Rach, it's on Dav Dalet on the base, that Rach. Because the fourth line in the Rach, Dav Dalet on the base. Because Merder Idiyas Abash, Chochmo Vinim Locho, because in the very called Kisvi Akish, Tony Rabbi Shmuel, it's really, Kom Lechas Avigal Isas, Yosot Kia Sheitel Idiyas Abash, Shei Chochmo Vinim Locho, Vichibim Sheinim Locho, Amayu Pashkabal Etele. So what is the Kashi? In other words, it's a new in the Chayim. That was the basis of the Kashi. So how could there be Salkedaitoch that the Chachonim wouldn't allow anyone to do something that otherwise would be in the Chayil, even in face of the consummation of Noah? So that's the Kashi. V'chim she'inim elocho, it's not even in elochem the Rabbonon, amai lepashtim oletir. V'kibalno merabisein, kibaye zu lahatelei biktur muter, v'fichach lo'ivshi. So in other words, what's the challenge? That even though it's only Yosam is doing the chayim, but it's Yosam, so what difference does it make? So maybe the Chachomim didn't refuse to dispense with the Nisa of putting the chayim in order to preclude the consummation of the Melochadai. All right. Then he says, but he doesn't like that terrace. V'yeshemrim, k'ribiyas ha'paso ha'fuyo, יחוכמו בין מלוך אבל רידיוסו בין לא איסו כלים שיקחמו פה נאו מלוך הליטיר הליטירה הפסע אפוי אפשר לדי איסו בסעקי וחייצה בו אבל איסו אי אפשר לדי איסו אלא בידיים שמיצו כמו אילו שווי ערך ומסעקי נאו בין מקלקי ופיך הוא יזכיר מוכמקי. So in other words, so everybody raises the question, I mean, נחסכים מלוך the Gotal, I mean, so they all ask that question. I mean, that's Rach Sinikra the Rach. So the Rach Shite is, when does Tonet Rabbi Shmuel say that it's Chochma Vinim Elocho if he removes the pas when it's already baked? But if it's still in the form of dough, in other words, it's not Kongu Paneo, so then it involves the Elocho of Losh. Why does it involve the Melocha of Losh? Because by removing it, you straighten it out. So it's Lishem Amish. So the Kashi is, if it's Lishem Amish, so how can the Gemara even have Salkedaitoch that one should be allowed to do a Melocha of Losh in order to be matzel himself from the consummation of the Melocha of Eid? My Chosis, I mean, so the Yodayim, he should be, and the maskona of Gemara is that itirole. Why? In order to prevent the consummation of Eifei. So what did he gain? He'll be Eifei v'er meloche of Losh. And he says that the bay of the Gemara is in regard to eridie kedem shenev. So then the eridie itself will constitute an act of rishi, because he'll straighten out the dough. So in other words, he'll finish up the processing of the kneading of the rishi. So how can the chachom be matir? So the pshat in the rach, I mean, I don't understand why so many achrenim didn't understand it that way, but it's obvious that the rach doesn't mean that Ridiyas HaPas before it is Kom Uponel, so it is Losh Midraise. It's not Losh Midraise. But he says the Loshin Avo Ridiyosa So it's, first it says, "Avol v'diyosa v'eidu yiso kinyim sheikha penel melochim." Halisira apasa afuya efshel v'eiso v'sakim. Ha'itzbo. Avol yiso yefshel v'eiso. Elo v'yadayim. Shenimtso k'moy losh v'eir. He doesn't say shenimtso losh. But k'moy losh. Midrabonon it's losh. Midrabonon it's losh. You see, because the rachshite is that v'diyas apas after it is already come upon el, so then it's chokhma v'imlocho. And what does it mean chokhma v'imlocho? That it's not even v'imlocho v'drabo. It's just nukm d'cheil. So memele, it's difficult to understand the alternative in the Gemara. The Chachomim refused to be matterhin a nukm d'cheil in face of the certainty that it will consummate into melocho d'rais. But, so he says, no, the Abaye of Rav Dide has deals with the Ridiye before it's come upon El. So then it's Lishem Rabbonon. Why the Lishem Rabbonon? Because when you take out a pass from the Tano before it's come upon El, so then the whole Iso will be miscalculated if you do it with an eye. But in order that the Iso should not be miscalculated, you have to take it out with your hands and very carefully. Otherwise, it will stretch out and it might fall apart, the Iso. So mainly by taking it out in a careful way, you in effect finish up the lishim. So mainly, but that's not lishim in the right sense. Lishem Midaraisa means Lishem Amish. So, but Midrabonon is considered Lishem. So it is Shvus. So Mele, that's the Abaye of the Gemara. Since in such a case it is Shvus, maybe the Chachomim refused to dispense with the Issa Shvus of Kmoy Losh, of Merzik Losh, and in order to Bimineya, the consummation of Melachat Raisa. And the Maskonot Gemara is that he did not refuse. Mashein kei, Ridiyas apas, after it's come upon El. So then it's not even Merzik Losh, but it's just Nuv Nechel. So then it goes without saying that it's Muda. Alright, this is the Pshat Merah. Now, the next stage is, V'boi yiseim eleilom loy tipshoy. Nira lehid leyakasin eleilom loy tipshoy. Now the Rashi is geres leilom loy tipshoy. So he says that we are not getting slaylom loytipshi. The Ava Gavdikeshinu Yachine, the Litikshesh, the Raisadode, Adai Nikelimitsha, the Rabbin, maybe some Edresh, the Lubishan Yitre, Michal the Loytim. After all, the Gemara is mentioning all kinds of Ikintis in order to reconcile the two prices. So why doesn't the Gemara, and the Gemara mentions, the one akinte is that kamish bidyeim kamish hashaykh kamish hashaykh, so bidyeim loy konser rabon mish hashaykh or konser rabon, and then the Gemara says vi boy seine loy tipshit kam bi mezi. Alright, but how can we say loy tipshit since this boy seine doesn't reconcile the two vices by saying just the other way, that the price that says that it's osea deals with medyein, and the price that says it muta deals with hasheicho. So it's a raye that maybe some medresh assume, took it for granted that we are not matir and isa the rabbonon in order to preclude the consummation of melacha raise, because if they had been disposed towards the view that we should be matir and Yisrael Rabbonon in order to preclude the consummation of Melachat Raise, so then they should give this a kinte. Why didn't the Nebi Samedresh give this a kinte? So the Mele, that he says that we cannot be gerets leilom leitivshi. Nirli ri, doi gasina leilom leitivshi, da afogav dike shinu yachine, leitivshi shmi praiz tzadode. But why didn't the Nebi Samedresh give this a kinte? So if we assume that their premise was that we are not matter misurim the Rabbanon in order to prevent the Nisa Raise, so then we can understand this why the Nevi Samedresh wild mentioning a number of kintes to reconcile the two prices, did not mention this kintes. But if the premise was that we are materisurim, the Rabbanon, in order to prevent melochet raise, so then that's the most reasonable kintes. Why didn't the Bnei Samedrash say it? So it's a raya that at least the premise of the Bnei Samedrash was that the Chachomim refused to be matir an Israel Rabbanon in order to prevent the consummation of an Israel Raya. Alright. And I could be the Rabbim, the Bnei Samedrash, with Mishali Yitre, Michlal de Loitir, U Rashboni Re, the Shaper Gorze. The Shaper Gorze. The Mimaidu, Mishali Yitre, Lekel Nifshad. The Sabrat Nebis Amevaz Leitiru. The Hodu Mishami Yifre, Lifishe Nires for Leilon, Lima Mishachecholi Consu, Bidium Consu, Dimishachecholi Consu, Shuvin Lima Bidium Consu, the Havikehuche Ipule, the Apple Pishin Shayach Tam Mishachecholi Matibidin. So, in other words, so the Rashbo, that's not Rashbun Aderes, that's the Rash, this Rashbo. That's Rabishim Shimen Avro. So, the Rashbo says that we are giving Israel on the But then the question arises. So that shows that their premise was we are not matter. So the male body is a pass, we are not matter either. So Mr. Rashba says no. It could very well be that the premise of the Bnei Samedrash was that we are matter and Israel Rabbanon. Let's say the is a pass in order to preclude the consummation of Melech HaSafir. But why didn't the Bnei Samedrash give this kinte that kam mishachasheicho? The price that it says that it is muter has reference to chasheicho, and the price that it says that it's oser has reference to midyein, because then it wouldn't make sense. Then it would be kechuch mipure. Now here Tesis is operating with a certain concept that I mentioned many times. I mean, what Tesis says in connection with my mitzvosh. So the Gemara says that my Mishloshin is one of the three takones Chachomim that have no time. So Teisve says, not that my Mishloshin has no time. If my Mishloshin has a time, It has a very good time in order to expedite business transactions. If not for the kinyan of mamish loshen, so business transactions would be handicapped. So why does the Gemara say that mamish loshen is one of the three takones that have no time? So there is no time as to the how it is affected, but there is a time as to why. So that means that generally takones chazal have two time: one time as to the why, and one time as to the how. As to the how. So this is what Tesis says, what the Rashba says. In other words, there is no raya from the Bnei Samedrash that we are not matter isurim rabbonim in order to prevent any sort of raya. No, it could very well be that the premise of the Bnei Samedrash was we are matter isurim, and by pass, so he's mutal your Tesis are pass in order to prevent the consummation of Akhir. But why didn't the Bnei Samedrash say? The Samer say that Kami Shechashecho, the price that it says is Mutarim Shechashecho, and the price that it says is Osam Bidein, because then there would be a very good rationale as to the why. Because Mei Shechashecho, there is a very good rationale as to the why of the Gzeire. Why? In order to prevent the consummation of Noach. Mashein can be Bidein. There is no necessity in preventing consummation of Noach. But the how wouldn't be reasonable. And in Takones Chachomim has to be reasonable from two points of view. From the point of view of the why and from the point of view of the how. This answer. Now, this is the Rashba's one. Now the Ri apparently is Chelek. Why didn't the Ri say the like the Rashba? So I once mentioned in another Misechta that the Arishenim will hold that this klal that Jesus mentions in connection with Maimon Shloshim, that ordinarily every Takonis Chazal has to be reasonable from the point of view of the why and also from the point of view of the how, that applies only to Takonis like Maimon Shloshim, but it doesn't apply to Gzeiras. Because what is a Gzeira by definition? A Gzeira is an enactment of the Chachomim for the purpose of establishing his yogatir, like Shvusim of Shabbos, Shnius La'arayis. So since the whole purpose and objective of Gzeres is yogatir, so we are not interested in a rationale as to the how. Vis-a-vis takones like Maimon Shloshim, so then it has to make sense from the point of view of the how too. But vis-a-vis Gzeres, so the whole objective of Gzeres is to last his yog latero. So all we are interested in is that it should fulfill a purpose. As long as it fulfills a very good purpose from the point of view of yog latero, we are satisfied. Now here, so this is Gzeres. So Memele, we do not say Kechochavitole. Whereas the Rashboshite is that this cloud that normally Takonis Chachomim have to be reasonable, not only from the point of view of the why, but also from the point of view of the how, apply to Gzeiras as well. Alright. So he says, Ulil Hocha Perushi, Bumishan Hocha, Vipishin Yirlem Svor Limakei, Viutzruch Leima Mishach Hashecho, Konsu, Mividien Loi Konsu, Kilvitreis, Kilvitsoi Shibai Dabaye, Im Kintiv Shibai Dabibe, Aval Gav Dimikel Mitre, Bishinu Yekame, Vi Bois Limifshet, the Abaye. So in boys the Abaye. So in other words, so Neima Kishinu Yabasre, Vizil Hochika Mitchale, Mikoma Kim Khodim and I Mipshit in Monopshek, the Ashdos Shapir, Mikoma, the boys email or Loitifshi, Loida Abaye, the Loida Rabbi, Loida Abaye, Loida. Now this is the next thesis, is really a Hemshek of this thesis. Bishayik Loikonsu, Umayram Bidye, that one price that the price that says that mutal ar zero deals with the case of the milo miyu, and the price that says osal ar zero deals with the case of the mato miyu. So, Mishnei Kame Nam Nipshet Bayer Rabbi Ben Loitiru Do Matam Yudas La Aziru Vafilu Mekminam Bidein So what do you say? No, that the two vices, according to the Shemiri Kamet, Kam Matamasor, Kam Maimasor, so both vices apply to Mibede. So he says we still can be patient the buyer from Bibe, because Vafil make them Bide. So and the vice says that Lematam Yud, so it's also Lar Zero. So if Mibede it's also Lar Zero, Hopirashti didn't Bide lo itiru, Kol Shem Shechashecho, because otherwise it would be Tchoche Mitrulen. So we can be patient. ויש להם הרבה ליפשת ואוסו מה שלא יתירו משך השיחו אבל גם דאוסו לחיוב חטוס היינו משם בידיים ושייך תם זה אבל גם בגידי יש הפס לילומי מדיתירו. So on this thesis there is a machleken between the marshal and the marshal in the pshat thesis. So thesis says, now Rashi says in explaining this lotion of the Gemara, this is a kind of the Gemara, so can be shaky, can be mazy, and Rashi said, and Rashi the girl said, Leilom loy tipshit, Leilom loy tipshit. So Rashi was bothered by the kashe, why loy tipshit? But if we say this akinte, can be shaky, can be mazy. So in other words, so from the fact that the brayse that says that mutal arzio deals with shaykh, so that establishes the proposition that lo yitiru lir beis that it would pass bitano b'sheikh, so it's a tiru, so it should be a raya that it's tiru lir beis. And then from the fact that the brayse that says that it's also laharzia in case of mezi, so we should be able to be patient that he would pass the mezi, so lo yitiru lir beis, so we should still be able, even according to this account of the Gemara, can be shame, can be mezi, that was Rashi's kasha, so we should be able to be patient the bias from Bibe vis-a-vis he would pass bitano b'sheik and vis-a-vis he would pass bitano b'mezi. So Rashi says no, we cannot be patient from the fact that b'sheik, so it's hitiru l'harzia that he would pass bitano b'sheik, it's mutal l'day, so we cannot be patient, because we can say maybe by pass, so even b'sheik it's also a loyalty l'day, so because they are, it involves a real Yisrael Rabon redeems a pass, and coming to Rashi it's in Rishmus, so the Chachomim refuse to be dispensed with an Nisan Rabbonon, with Nisan Rabbonon, in order to preclude the consummation of the Melach HaDeraisa. Mashenkin here, there is no Isa. The Shaila is, maybe on the score of Knas, we should hassle him. So we don't hassle him on the score of Knas, if he is a Sheik. So in other words, so we cannot be patient, that but then how, why can't we be patient the Abaye that Hitiru Leodeiso Kidim Shiyovu Lidisaskire? So Rashi says from that lo Hitiru, from the fact that it's also Lilar Zero, so then we should be able to be patient and operating with the same oneness that Rashi mentioned in connection with Shegei. So there could be a kalachimer of logic. So why can't we be patient that in view of the fact that in the case of mezit by hating yodim your parents, so is not allowed to be marzir, even though there it doesn't involve a real rabbanon, only the rabbanon and knas. So the chachomim refuse to dispense with the knas, with the rabbanon of knas, in face of the possibility of consummating in Lochad Raisa Alachaskamo Vechamo in the case of Hibik Paz Bitano Bimezi. So the Chachomim should refuse, there we have a real Isa, not just Knas, that the Chachomim should refuse to dispense with the Shmus of Rediyas HaPaz. So Rashi says no, over there it could be that by Rediyas HaPaz the Chachomim Amati Lama to even though it's a real Yisrael, it's a Shavuos Kadosh Deknas. Why? Because they if the Chachomim will not dispense with that Yisrael the Rabbanon, the Shavuos, so he certainly will become involved in Melachah D'Oraisa. He'll be guilty of Melachah D'Oraisa. Mashenkin here, there is still a possibility for him, if he only wants and if he's determined to do that. So possibility to keep his hand stretched out in his stretched out position for the duration of the Shabbos. This is how Rashi points out we cannot be patient the Abaye of Shegeik and we cannot be patient the Abaye of Mez. So one thing is clear, that Teisves is Chilik and Rashi as to why we cannot be patient the Abaye of Shegeik. So whereas Rashi says that the reason as to why we cannot be patient the Abaye of Shegeik is because by the Diyas HaPas it could be Oseh to be ready. In order to be matzal himself from Chiyuv Chatos, because there it's a real Issa. Mashenkin here it's only Knas. So Teisva says something else. According to Teisva, it doesn't make any difference. Whatever what the nature of the Issa is, whether it's in its essence a Shmuz or it's an Issa of Knas, it doesn't make any difference. But the reason is why you couldn't be patient the Abaye of Hidik Pas B'Shegeik from the Brise of Mutal Arziro is because they live Shido so much of Yitiru Mishcha Sheikho Afal Gav Dios of Yichiyu Fchatos Hayim Mishum Nibigay because even if we are going to dispense with that Isa in the case of Mishcha Sheikho, but in the case of Nibigay we are not going to dispense, so then we'll be faced with a ridiculous situation like Chuchel Kule. In other words, Mibedyein he's not allowed and Mishashecho is allowed, and that we cannot say Hanim Shimbedyein Mishayach Tamzeh Avod Adiyas HaPas Lemel. So that is clear that Teisves is Chilik and Rashi in respect as to the reason as to why we could not be patient with Adiyas HaPas or in the case of Yidik Pas B'Shegeik from Mutalar Zero in the case of Shegeik. So there is a machleis. How about the other halacha that Rashi mentions, that the reason is why you couldn't be patient Ridias HaPas by in the case of Yidik Pas B'Mezit from Osalar Zero in the case of Heitzi Yodei Leo Peiris B'Mezit? So Rashi says, because over there, in the case of Medias HaPas, it is certain. It's not a certainty, because it's possible for him, it's actually time Shneim. In other words, he can keep it like that for the duration of Shabbos. So the Marshal says that vis-a-vis the Abaye of the Mezi, Teisves will agree with Rashi's Lomdes. And the Marsho is Chelik, and the Marsho says that even vis-a-vis b'meizid, so Teisves will be Chelik Hamash. How does Marsho know that Teisves will be Chelik Hamash even vis-a-vis b'meizid? So he mentions the Rab, because according to the Marshal. So Teisve Shite is the same as Rashi Shite, that even though we pass that Hitiru lo ilir deis es hapas kidin shi yove li viis haskile, but it's lo Hitiru lo laharzir b'neis. Why? Because by the deis hapas it's a certainty that if he's not going to be allowed to be ready, so he'll become involved in a Melachah D'Oraisa. Mashenkein Bahit Yodim Leperes, it's not a certainty, it's only a possibility. Maybe he will not be able, you know, to withstand that Nisoyan of keeping his hands stretched out in that position for the duration of Shabbos. So in other words, so according to Marshal, Teisves agrees with Rashi that why we pass vis-a-vis the Diyas HaPas that Mutaler they saw, so vis-a-vis Heitzi Yodim Leperes B'Mezit, so also Lelar Zero, Mishachashir. But the Masho cites the Ran, and the Ran mentions in the name of Teisves that the Ram says that we, according to Rashi and the Rambam, so it's also Alilar Ziroiti or the Melia Perez, it's also even Bimezit, and Mishach HaSheicho, it's also Lar Ziro. And how about the possibility he might consummate the Meloche? So we tell him, you just keep your hands stretched out for the duration of the Shabbos. This is the Shita of Rashi, the Ram says, this is the Shita of Rashi and the Rambam. But he says, according to Tesis, so Bishayik, so the Ram says, Bishayik, so it's also Mashayinkin, Bimezid, so it's Muta Mishachacheho, Mibidyei, it's also Larzio, Bimezid. But Mishachacheho, it's Muta. Why? In order to prevent the consummation of the Meloche. So we see, this is what the Ram mentioned, the name of Teisves. So we see that the Ram is Chilek, that another Ram. So we see that Teisves is Chilek and Rashi's Lomdes. That the distinction between, that there is a distinction between Rediyas Apas and Larzio by Hinshit Yodim Leoperes. Why? Because by Rediyas Apas it's a certainty. The consummation of the Meloche the Reis is a certainty, and here it's only a possibility, it's not a certainty. Alright, now, but the question is, but doesn't Tesis intimate in his Loshen, doesn't Tesis imply in its Loshen like the Mashal? Because Tesis says the Kashe, Vintema, Mishinuye Kame, he says, Nifshe Bayder al Bide, Loitiro, the Matam Yudos Larziro, but from the Kmimam Begay, Operashi, Begay Loitiro. Kolshkin Mishachacheho. So why does Teisves just say Mishinuye Kame? Teisves should ask even from this Teretz. So the Masho says that's exactly what Teisves means when Teisves says Vintema Mishinuye Kame Name. Why does he say Name also? He means two kashes, from Shinuye Kame and from this Teretz. So he still should be able to be patient. What Rashi asks. So Teisves gives this Teretz. So he says, "V'yeshlim adin lipshi yoso mashal yitiro mishachasheich arbaz v'chados haim shim b'gei." So the Teretz is also a teretz as to why we cannot be patient from this Loshen of the Gemara. Also, now, but while the Marsha rejects the Marshal's pshat in Teisves because of what the Ran mentions in the name of Teisves, so that would be a good right. If by assuming like the Marsha, so what the Ram says in the name of Teisves would be in harmony with what Teisves says here. But even if we say like the Masho that Teisves is chilek and Rashi's Lomdes not only in regard to the case of Heitzi Yodim Leoperes B'Sheidik, but also in regard to the case of Heitzi Yodim Leoperes B'Mezi, we still see that there is a certain variance between what Teisves says here and what the Ram says in the name of Teisves. Now let's turn to the Ram. Alright. So it's also a zero, even when it's a chotz. When does the Gemara in the last Kimte say that there is a distinction between Eis a chotz or chotz? Cheres, that's v'sheilik. But the Meizi, it's also even when it's a chotz. Bein, hoitzim yodim beyeim, bein sheitzim chashir. V'chein posek a Rambam zal.
בחלק גימל השבת, אף על דאב גאמרינו. גאמרינו בסומו דיביך פז מתנו, במייזי תתירו ליודסו, כאילו שיום ניסה סקילה, הוכנה מהבו למישך להרזיר או ליסה חוצר, אפילו יציאו במייזי, כאילו שיוניפו הפרס מיודי, ויום ניסה סקילה. לסה, דולי דומה, דילו בעידי בפז מתנו, אילו ישגנו ליודסו, על כוח אינוס ולחיוב סקילה, שעל כוח תגומר אף יסה פס. אבל הוכה, אם בואי נוקד לקרע מיודי, ולרומו ישוז רבי. There is no certainty, it's only a mere possibility. So we tell him, don't be tempted to throw it down in order to feel convenient, to feel comfortable. Avo b'teis v'seivrim, di meizi di hoche ki meizi di osom. Di hoche name milse di loi shchichei, di kule yeim elin ket peres biyode, hilka bi meizi di hoche di osom, kol shol niskaima machshavti da ine eise chotza di hoche, uredia di osom, shol meizi nachpas nachtana kredish di ofel niskaima machshavti shor. ומאי דמש בהוכד למייזי דפיו לאיסי חוצר עושה כי שאיץ להיות מבידי שיהיה אפשר לא מדחיל סקיל. So because of this run in the name of Teisves, so the marshal rejects the marshal's pshat. But the question is, how can we say that this Teisves is in harmony with what the Ram says in the name of Teisves? Because this Teisves says in so many words in the text ויש לו מלדין ליפשי די אוסו משלו יתירו משך השייכו אבל גב די אוסו בחיוב חטוס היו משום בידיין דוי שייך תמזה that's the lomdes of כוחה ותלולה whereas the Ran mentions in the name of Teisves that the מייזי די הוכה כי די איסקי מייזי די אוסו and just as we say by the דייס הפס he תירו לילדסה כאילו שיום דייסה סקילה so here too even though it's theoretically possible, but it's very difficult, you know, to keep the hand stretched out. Suppose he does it immediately after Tzitzakhovim, Friday night. So for 24 hours, you'll have to keep his hand stretched out. This is some job. So Mimele, it's considered like almost impossible. So Mimele, he says, so the Ran says in the name of Teisves, that just as we say, and the Gemara says in the Maskone, he tiru dei sokin shalisa skile. So he also say, by mezit mishach sheicho, also he tiru lei leharziro. And when do we say that it's lo yitiru leharziro, even lei sechotzea, by mezit, that's mibedyei. But how about truchei plule? So the Ran says in the name of Teisves, that we don't approve of the lomdes of truchei plule. Because there is a very good reason as to why Mishach HaSheicho should be Muteah and Mibet Yei it should be Oseah, because Mishach HaSheicho we have an important objective to attain, in other words to preclude the consummation of Ruach HaDeraisa. Mibet Yei we don't have such an objective to attain, so too it's not reasonable from the point of view of how. Anyway, the Ran in the name of Teisa says that even in a situation where it's not reasonable from the point of view of how, as long as it's reasonable from the point of view of the why, so it's alright. So the Chachomim were mattering, but Teisa says no. So we must say that when the Ran mentions another sheet of Teisves, it's not this Bala Teisves. Otherwise, there is a stire. So how can he reject the Mashal on the basis of what the Ran mentioned in the name of Teisves? But obviously, this Teisves that the Ran mentions is not in harmony with this sheet of Teisves. It's just the reverse. So we have to say, what did Mashal mean? The Mashal certainly did not make a mistake in this kind of inyoni. So we have to say that the Marshal held that even though Teisve says here, V'yesh leimah, V'yin lifshe, V'yosho Marshal yitiru mishach hashecho, Afo gav v'yosho lichi yufchatos, Hayne mishu mibidyein, V'yishayach tanzeh, Afo gav v'yosho pasle yinu yitiru. So here Teisve in effect says that we do operate with the svore of Chechuchel Tore. So that's only vis-a-vis this lotion of the Gemara. And the Rashbo is geires, we boy say melei lom loy tifshe. V'loy kashi kam b'shei kam b'meiz. So the question arose, how can the Gemara say in this Lashon Lo Tifshein? But we certainly can be patient from the fact that the Nevi Samedresh didn't say Kamish Hashaychom Bidein, but just in the reverse way than it was mentioned in the previous Akimte. So he says that this Lashon of the Gemara, since the Gemara spells out Leilom Lo Tifshein, must adapt the longness of the Chukhar Gmur. Because otherwise, how could this version of the Gemara say, well, I'm a tip shade, so we can still be patient, if not for the longness of the Chukhar Gmur. So this version of the Gemara obviously must approve of the longness of the Chukhar Gmur. In other words, what is the longness of the Chukhar Gmur? That even vis-a-vis Xeira, not itakone, so what the Chachomim say has to make sense not only from the point of view of the why, but also from the point of view of the how. Point of view of the how. So that's only, this is what the Mashal held. That this is on, thesis only says that in respect to this notion of the Gemara, where the Gemara spells out Leilom Lo Tifshein. So then we are forced to say that this notion of the Gemara took it for granted that the lomdes of Kechuchei Plule is sound, even in connection with Xerah. Even in connection with Xerah. Masheik in the Adolishenes in the Gemara. So the Gemara doesn't say in the Adolishenes, just as it says here, V'boi seim aloilom tifshit, v'ikashi kam v'sheik kam v'leizi. Why doesn't the Gemara say in the Adolishenes also, V'boi seim aloilom tifshit, idivida v'sheik. V'boi seim aloilom, and then, the Adoloshen, the following Loshen, V'boi seim aloilom tifshit. The Gemara only spells out Leilom Leitifshet in this Lashon, but in the other Lashon is, so the Gemara just says V'boi say Meidah V'idah B'sheit, doesn't say Leilom Leitifshet. So in other words, so the Gemara, so from the fact that there is a variance, whereas in that Lashon the Gemara spells out Leilom Leitifshet, and in the other Lashon the Gemara doesn't. So that means that in the other Lashon the Gemara is saying that we are patient. That we are patient. In other words, and we are patient the other way. In other words, that it is itil. That it is itil. So we may be amazed. Be amazed. So Mishach Hasheicho. So then for a special reason, in order to prevent the consummation of Melacha D'oraisa. But still there is no, so we can be patient, Rabbi Bezavai. We can be patient, Rabbi Bezavai, and not the way the Gemara said at the very beginning, holy kashye v'tifshet. Because over there, when the Gemara said holy kashye v'tifshet, the Gemara meant v'tifshet that lo yitil. And here, in view of the fact that the Gemara doesn't use the same expression lo yitifshet and just says stam, so the Gemara means tifshet the other way, that itil. So then it's mutra for a special reason. But and the two and when is it where, and the two prices so can be reconciled by applying one price to Shegei and one price to Mezit. To Mezit and be Mezit and be Mediei and Bediei. But mimezit mishcha sheicho. So then there is no knas because of a special reason. So this is what the Masho assumed in Teisves. In other words, since the other rabbis do not say leilom leitifshei, so and then the other ukimtes do not have the loshin leilom leitifshei. So that means that in the other Kimtes of the Gemara, the other Kimtes of the Gemara is assuming that we can be patient, that he tiro. And since the Gemara mentions that Rav Nachman said like the last Kimte, so Memele, the Ran says, in the name of Teisves, that I'll leave the Psak Aloche. So, Bimezit Mishach Hasheicho, so it's Mutalar Zero, but Mibezit, Mibedien, so it's also Lar Zero, even Lezachotze. This is what you have to say. Now, Tal mechotzer acher. V'yotzer la'aziro, diktone loy la'aziro etzli koma. Elo la'aziro lechotzer acher. U'maishne, umayshne. So the Gemara says, "Hosom isav de machshavte, hoch isav de machshavte." So Teisa says, "Umayshne bezu kineged zu ayre." The bidyutachas shone vishon, the keiser yufchatos, the meishid meshusayochid derech meshusarabi. Iname bidyutachas uchishim mafsik shom meshusarabi. So Teisa was bothered here by a very strong kasha. The Gemara is a kasha umayshne. So the Gemara gives it teretz. Hosom loy isav de machshavti, hoch isav de machshavti. So Rashi explains. So if it's lechotzer achere, so it's miskayim machshavti. So mimele vigozer zidul mezim nachrit shodim lo shusarab. But if it's leisechotzer, so then it's loy miskayim machshavti. So we are not gezer. Why aren't we gezer? Because since his machshove was not fulfilled in any way, so he'll become so frustrated that he will not try to do it again. But the question is, why does the Gemara at the very outset even ask Kashe Umayshne? There is such a fundamental difference. In other words, if it's lechotza acheres, so what does it mean? In other words, I stand here and I stretch out my hand, lay your parents. Here is the Rishus Rabbi. Here is the Rishus Rabbi. My kavone was to drop it into the Rishus Rabbi. And then I reminded myself. So then, and I ask Kishayre, am I allowed to? So there are two alternatives. Either I can pull it back and wrap it in the Rishus Hayochid, in the Chotzer where I'm standing, or here is one Rishus Hayochid, one Chotzer, here is the Rishus Rabbi, here there is another Rishus Hayochid. So into the other Rishus Hayochid I cannot throw. Or let's say, suppose the Rishus Rabbi is Mafsik here. Bidyutach. So in other words, so in the same chotzer I'm allowed to drop it, but in the other chotzer not. So Teisa says the kashe, how can the Gemara even for a moment think that he should be allowed to drop it even in the other chotzer? But then he's meishit mishus ayochid mishus ayochid erech mishus arabim. So there is it's a meloche deraise. So why do we have to resort? Because of Xere, Dilma Zimnachite, Shodol Yoshus Rabin, without the Zimnachite, without the Xere. So Teisus gives two Teretz. One Teretz is, the Teinoch Aname, in the case where it's the Yudachas, let's say, I stand here in this Chotzer, and here there is the Rishus Rabin, is Mafsik. The Rishus Rabim is Mafsik, and then there is another Chotzer. So then the Gemara wouldn't ask why we say that he's not allowed to drop it in the other Chotzer, because then it will be Meloche Derais. With Yudachas, Rishus Hayoch, Meishik, Rishus Hayoch, Rishus Hayochit, there Rishus Rabim. But the Gemara knew that when Rav Nachman said Lechotzer Acheretz is Oseah, he means even Bishtein Yudas. You mistake you this. I stand here in this chotzer, and then here is a Rishus Rabim, here is another chotzer. So if I'm not allowed to drop it in chotzer acheres, even if it's mistake you this. So there is no meloche deraise. So why shouldn't I be allowed? So the Gemara says, "Hosom isav de machshavte, hoy isav de machshavte." So it's a special thing. That's one thing. Another teres that Tisus gives is, "Iname b'dyutachas uchshei mafsik shom Rishus Rabim." In other words, so what is mafsik? It's Yudachas, but instead of a Rishus Rabim being mafsik, so it calmless is mafsik. So Mimele, if not for the Gzeire, of Dil Mezom Zimnachite Shodel Rishus Rabim, or Shodel Rishus Rabim, or Shodel Calmless, so then it would be awesome. So because of that, it's awesome. So it would be muta, but it's osea. He's not allowed to drop it in the chotzer because of the gzeire. So we see two things. First of all, we see according to the second Goshen Teretz and Teisvesh that it's osea lechotzer acheres even to drop it in the case where a kamales intervenes between one chotzer and the other chotzer. Not only Rishus Rabim, because the Mechaber paskens in Shimon Meches that if Karmeles is mafsik, then you are allowed to drop it in Chotzer Acheres. So it's contrary to the stasis. So the Mogavrom is that kash against the Mechaber, the Psach of the Mechaber. Hoy Amish Simon Shimon Meches. Hoy Eimi B'Shus Ayochid Beit Yodim Liyopiris B'Shus Rabim B'Seich Hasor B'Sheigit Mutal Arzir לאיזה חוצה, ואוסר להישיתו לחוצה אחר, ובמילי זית אוסר אפילו להרזירו לאיזה חוצה. ויש אמרים דהנמילה כשהציעים בגי, הרוציר שחשיך או מוטו להרזירו שמה ישליחו מיול יול יחיל חפש. So the first שיטה is the שיטה of Rashi and the first lotion in the Mechaber Rosim and Shilemches is the שיטה of Rashi and the Rambam. That there is a distinction between Reviyas Apas, where it's a certainty, the consummation of the Loch is a certainty, and Reitz Yodim Liyapir is amazing, where the consummation of the Loch is a possibility, probability, not a certainty. So, and then the second Loshen, that's the Shite that the Ran mentions in the name of Teisves, which is the Shite of the Rosh, explicitly, and the Shite of the Tur. Then he says, "Vamed v'am amurim ki yitzio lishus rabim, avol yitzio rikamles v'chol gabne mutal arziro, even lechotzer acheres." So that's contrary to this second lotion. So the Mogavrom has that kash, and the Mogavrom says that the psak of the Mechaber is in line with the first teretz and thesis, not in line with the second teretz and thesis. Now, but one thing is remarkable here. Tesis says, "Umaish de bezukene gezuayred v'yuta achas shone v'shone dike isach yivchatos." Now, what does it mean? It's melacha deraisa, but is there a melacha deraisa? Even with yuta achas, suppose here there is a rishis rabim intervening, and there is another chotzer. So even with yuta achas, if you drop it in the other chotzer, how will he behave in a melacha deraisa? Why? Because meishit rishis ayochid rishis ayochid derech rishis rabim yuta achas shachin hoisa avides alvin. So that is that's what the Raisa. But Teisve said in the name of the Yerushalmi, Teisve said here Dab Gimel Amud Aleph Baseiso, that when is there a Meloche the Raisa of Meshik Meshayoch Meshayochi Derech Shizarabim, if it's done by two people, in other words, Ruvin and Shimon, and Ruvin is Meshik Meshayoch Meshayochi Derech Shizarabim, and Shimon is a passive Mikabim. A passive recipient of the object. Mashe, if you put it on the floor of the Rishus Ayochid, Derech Rishus Rabim, even with Yuta Achas, that was not Avinus Alvin, so then there is no Isa Daraise. So how is it that Teisa says, Bizuk Negezu Ayred, Yuta Achas, Shone Vishone, the Ike Isa Chiyuf Chatos, what kind of a Chatos is it here? When is there any Chatos? If there are two individuals, Ruben and Shimon, Ruben is Meshit, he fetches, let's say, the object, and then the Peres, and Shimon is a passive Mikabel. But if he's Shodalei, so then it's only an Isra Rabbanon. So why does he say Diki Isachi of Chatos? So the answer is, that's exactly the reason as to why Tesis doesn't say Diki Isachi of Chatos. But Tesis says Diki Isachi of Chatos. In other words, it's still something only the Rabbanon, not the Raisa. But Teisves here the Gemara asks the Kashe Umaish. In other words, because the Gemara knew that there is, and the Gemara gives a teretz. Also, misad machshavte, or chloi sad machshavte. So it's because of a special zera dealing with zim laachine shodoreshes Rabbi. So Teisves Kashe is in the case of Yuta Achas. So if it will be done, if it will be handled by two individuals, by two Jews, then there will be a chiyuv chatos mamish. But in this case, where it drops it in the other chotzer, it's only also the Rabbanon. But with the Rabbanon, it will be mamish the meloche of meishit, mirshus hayochi, mirshus hayochi, derech, mirshus harabim, derech, yutachas. But there is no isa deraise. But it will be a regular shvus, the Rabbanon. So we don't have to resort to any special gzeire. Dil mezim achide shochet shalom, mirshus harabim. So why does the Gemara has the kashi umayishne? There is a big difference. All right, it's not osam with the raise, but with the rabbanon certainly osam. Tesis only says there is no chiyuv chatos if it's not handled by two, if it's handled only by one. The meishik mishayochid mishayochid v'shus rabim. But with the rabbanon, it's a real meloche of meishik mishayochid v'shayochid derech v'shus rabim tuder yud achas. But with the raise, it's not osam. But with the rabbanon, it's osam without recourse to the special gzeire of Dil Mezim Nachin Eshodel Eshes Rabim. And why does the Gemara ask? Kumayishne, didn't Gemara know that in the Rabbanon it's Oseh? So the Yisrael says, no. Here it has reference to a case where it stayed duties. So the melee, even if it would be handled by two, so it would only involve what, and it's a Rabbanon. So in the case where it's handled by one, So it's like Xeira Xeira. So it shouldn't even be Osir. So that's the Gemara's Kasha Umayishne. So Gemara gives a Teretz. So it's Adam Mashavka. So it's Adam Mashavka. So maybe there is a special Xeira. There is a special Xeira. The Dilma Zimna Achite Shodol Rishisra.
Chav Beis and Shabbos, Yud Aleph Cheshvan Heitov Shin Lamed Zayin, November 4th, 1976, Thursday.
Oh, we discussed the Teisves. Umayishne bozu kineged zuay. Umayishne, so bozu kineged zuay. The Yud Aach HaShone Vishone. The Yiki Yisach Yov Chatos. The Yisach Yov Chatos. The Yisach Yov Chatos. The Yisach Yov Chatos. So in other words, Teisves was bothered by Kashi. Why does the Gemara say Umayishne? So there is a big difference if he drops the chayfetz in the other chotzer and there is a Rishus HaRabim intervening, so then it's an Issa D'Raise. It's an Issa D'Raise. So Teise says, so why does the Gemara ask Umayishne? And then the Gemara says, Hosom lo yisav de machshavte, och yisav de machshavte. So Rashi explains it. So Mele sins it's miskaimo machshavte. So gozer dil mizimna achrite shodol rishus harabim. No, it should be osa because it's mavio mishus hayochid rishus hayochid rishus harabim. So that's Teise's kash. So Teise's gives two terutzim. One terutz is that because when the Gemara, when Rav Nachman says that lechotzer acheretz is oseh, he doesn't only mean lechotzer acheretz is oseh if it is b'diut achas, even if it is b'shtei diutes, so there is no meloche deraise of meishit mishtayochid mishtayochid erashis harad. And the second teretz is because it has reference to a case where there is a karmelis intervening. In other words, the Mechaber paskens that if there is a karmelis intervening, so then he's allowed even to drop it in the Chotzer Acheres. So in other words, so the Pesach of the Mechaber and Simen Shimemches is not in accordance with Teisves second Teretz. So we have to say that the Mechaber paskens like Teisves first Teretz, not like Teisves second Teretz. Now, so at that time we raised last time the question against Teisves, why does Teisves say that how could the Gemara ask Umayishne, but if it is B'diut Achas, so there is a Nisa Chiyuv Chatos, but how could there be a Nisa Chiyuv Chatos? Teisves itself says Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, the Dibra Maschol Ba'aseiso, that when is there a Chiyuv of Meishit Mishayochid Mishayochid Erech Yishis Arabim, only when it's handled by two people, not if it's handled by one. In other words, if I am Meishit, here is one Rishus HaYochid, I stand here, and there is a Rishus HaRabim intervening, and then I put down on the floor of the other Rishus HaYochid, across the Rishus HaRabim, that intervenes with Yuta Achas, so then I'm not high. Because Kacho Yisra Avides Alvin, so the Ishote of the Kroshim was that way, and there it was handled by two. It was handled by two. So Teis Veshite is that when is there a Nisa Derais of Meishin Shayochid Mishayochid Derech Yisrabim B'diut Achas, only when it's handled by two. Now here it's not handled by two, it's done by one. So why does Teisve say V'shone v'shone di'ike Yisach Yivchatos? So the answer is that's why Teisve emphasizes, and it's B'diuk. Teisve doesn't say Shone v'shone di'ike Yivchatos, he says di'ike Yisach Yivchatos. In other words, there is no real Issa D'Raise. There is no Chatos. But this, the Rabbonon, is Mochomo. So we don't have to resort to a special Gzeire. Inasmuch as in the case where it's handled by two, so then there would be Meloch and Raise, would be Mechuyev Chatos. So even when it's done by one, so then the Rabbonon, mid Rabbonon, it's considered like a real Itzoye. So
Shabbos,